This morning, I'd like to share a devotion that I believe complements well with the sermon series Pastor George has been taking us through in February, which he has titled Treasure Hunt. My brother is both a chartered accountant and a certified financial planner. He is passionate about helping people become financially literate and educated about their finances. With his qualifications and in his line of work as a financial advisor, he is very well versed on the broad topic of investments. And I'm always amazed when I hear someone say in conversation that they're getting into investing, and then more often than not proceed to talk about one or other cryptocurrency. When I listen to someone talk about how and why they're getting into investing, and I compare it to the conversations I've had with my brother, I realize there is a fundamental difference. Both the person getting into investing and my brother are looking for value. However, where they derive their value differs significantly. The person getting into investing is often looking for an overnight get-rich-quick scheme, hoping to play the market and time their acquisitions in order to profit. They may very well succeed, and that success may even carry for quite some time. However, what they're doing is not investing as much as it is gambling. And while you may win big at the roulette table, there is a reason that the casino industry is a multi-billion dollar industry, because the house always wins. So while we may make a quick buck off the latest surge in cryptocurrency prices because Elon Musk brought Bitcoin, and while cryptocurrency may one day be the currency of choice, it is fundamentally rooted in greater fool theory. There is no underlying value. The only value is that there is someone willing to pay a higher price than you, the greater fool. I hope that's not too rude. Real worth and lasting wealth is built over time and is found in investing in businesses and projects that add real, tangible value to society. If everybody and their brother, not my brother, is talking up the latest overnight get-rich-quick scheme, it's probably a good time to add a healthy dose of professional skepticism. Like the dot-com bubble, it will most likely burst in your face. There are a few proverbs in Scripture that talk directly to this. Proverbs 20:21 says, "Getting rich quick may turn out to be a curse." A different translation says, "An inheritance gained quickly will not be blessed in the end." Another proverb, this time Proverbs 13:11, says, "Wealth quickly gained is quickly wasted. Easy come, easy go. But if you gradually gain wealth, you will watch it grow." Whilst we have been talking about financial investments and wealth in these scriptures, all these are merely pictures of principles that are applicable to our lives. We may be looking for quick fix solutions to enter into joy or peace or rest, or to find favor with God and man. We try to find things we can do that'll get God to bless us. However, Proverbs 3 from verse 3 to 4 says, "Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man." These things we are looking for as quick fix solutions are not found overnight. This proverb tells us that we are to wear these virtues around our neck, written on our hearts, that they may never leave us, in order that we will then find favor and a good name in the sight of both God and man. These are not short-term solutions, but a lifetime of living God's way, in order that we may find the true riches and treasures of this life that God has in store for us. It is the small, everyday actions of sowing in faith, love, and righteousness that eventually lead to a harvest of a life of love, joy, and peace. The principle of sowing and reaping is evident throughout Scripture and throughout our lives. Galatians 6 verse 7 says, "Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man will reap what he sows." Let us not fool ourselves into thinking that our get-rich-quick schemes can trick God into blessing us. Let us not be like Jacob, who tricked his father Isaac into giving him Esau's blessing, and then have to live our lives running away from our home and our own family in fear. And let us not be like Esau, who traded his birthright for a quick fix meal just to have one bite to eat. And let us avoid being like Judas, who traded Jesus, and more pertinently, traded himself and his own integrity and value for 30 pieces of silver, only to end up hanging himself. God's blessing is towards us. The means of obtaining it, however, is found in patiently building our lives on the foundation of Jesus Christ and the Word of God. Jesus taught us a well-known parable in Matthew 7 from verse 24. Jesus said, "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash." What were these words that Jesus was referring to? They were the words from his great Sermon on the Mount, from which we get the Beatitudes. They were the words he taught us of how we may inherit the earth, how we obtain the kingdom of God, how we see God, how we are known as the children of God, how we find mercy, and how we find fulfillment. Jesus did not give us any overnight get-rich-quick schemes. Instead, Jesus gave us instructions of how to live daily, encouragement to remain humble and gentle, to live in purity and righteousness, to show mercy and seek peace, to activate repentance for our own wrongs. None of these are easy. All of them take a lifetime to live out. When I have conversations with my brother about building wealth from a financial perspective, his advice to me is to invest the little I can consistently every month, entrusting to someone who will invest wisely in shares that are underwritten by businesses of actual value and allowing it to build on itself over the period of a lifetime. This is what Jesus invites us to do with the principles he gives us by which to live. He is asking us to invest consistently in his words and practices, to give our lives to the one who is all wise, whom we can trust fully, built on the solid rock and foundation of Jesus Christ, and allowing our lives to grow in worth, value, and treasure over a lifetime of faith. It is the unstoppable equation Pastor George spoke about yesterday, how we add biblical principles to every area of our lives and see how God multiplies the true riches in our heart, soul, mind, and spirit. The alternative really is futile. Trying to follow the next hype on social media that may help us find our meaning or purpose or fulfillment is like foolishly building our lives on sand. We chop and change from one thing to another, trying to find the magic equation to the true riches of life. But Jesus teaches us that it is in applying his words to our lives, not just hearing, but applying, that we build a life that stands firm in the storm. Jesus teaches us that it is consistently adding his principles that we develop wealth that lasts, true riches of love, joy, and peace. The only supernatural multiplication of investment is when God multiplies the seed of his word in our lives 30, 60, 100-fold. Jesus tells us that when our lives not only hear about, but put into practice his principles, we will find true value and be a blessing to those around us. As we enter the day and week ahead, my prayer for us is that we will put away the overnight get-rich-quick schemes we apply to our lives in order to try to live in the favor and blessing of God. Instead, may we know that God's favor and blessing is already freely available to us in Christ Jesus. May we hear the words of our God and put them into practice so that our lives will be built on the solid rock and foundation of Jesus Christ. May we wear love and faithfulness around our neck, written on our hearts that they may never leave us, so that we may find favor and a good name in the sight of God and man. May we know that the true riches of life, the unconditional love of the Father, the joy of the Lord, and the peace of Christ are found in a lifetime of consistently applying God's ways to our lives, knowing that when we sow the wisdom that comes from heaven, we will reap a harvest of righteousness and peace. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for your word that it is good seed to produce a harvest of righteousness and peace in our lives. Teach us, we pray, to build our lives on the foundation of the solid rock of Jesus Christ, putting into practice the wisdom he brought us from heaven. Father, help us to consistently apply your principles to our lives, knowing that as we gradually gain wealth in our spirits, we will watch the value of our lives grow. We thank you for this in the name of Jesus. Amen.